Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big snake in the plane, Doc!
Oh, that's a love pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- say? You say G money? G money? G money? Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss me, sir. G money? G money? Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss me, sir. G money? G money? G money, G money, G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, G money, G money, G money, G money, G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. All big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, money, get money. Money, get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. G money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. G money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, that's G money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, I'm doing a deep since the day I was born. G money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G money.
I'm G money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, G money, G money, G money. Like I say, G money, G money, G money. Like I say, G money, G money, G money. Like I say, G money, G money, G money. Like I said,
everybody's got a little light under the dark. Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yes, everybody around the world. This is GGG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's a worldwide radio show where G-Money, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, it's hot in Las Vegas, everybody. It's 110 degrees in Las Vegas. It's hot. It's hot. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. It's no wind blowing at all, but the skies are blue and the sun is shining directly on the city. So anybody that's walking on the streets in Las Vegas or walking on that hot concrete, because the ground is hot. Oh, it's so hot in Las Vegas. You got to find your tree and sit under the tree to get some shade. And there are not many trees in Vegas. It's a lot of tall buildings, but it's not many trees in Vegas. It's just hot. It's just so hot. Oh, my God. It's so hot in Las Vegas. And it's supposed to be like 110 degrees today. And it's going to get cooler as the night progresses. But it'll be down to about 95 degrees about 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. So it's still going to be hot. So I'm telling you, if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you bring your summer wear with you, because it's hot in Vegas. Yes, it's very hot. It's warm. And even at nighttime, it's even been raining. We've had some sprinkles, some showers at night, but it's still hot at night. It's still 85, 90 degrees at night when the rain is pouring down. Well, it's not really a rain pour. It's just more like a sprinkle shower that's raining in Las Vegas. But we need the rain in California. We don't need the rain in Las Vegas. We just need the cool wind to blow off the Pacific Ocean in Las Vegas to cool the weather in Las Vegas, because we're in the desert in Nevada, and Las Vegas is in the desert, in the middle of the desert during the summertime. This is July weather. It's summertime weather in Las Vegas, and it's hot. Oh, yes, it's very hot. I'm G-Money, and I'm telling you, it's hot. So grab a tree, get under a bush, or get under an umbrella and cool out, because it's hot in Las Vegas. And after all, it's the entertainment capital of the world. So you can come to Vegas and have a good time. Go inside the casinos and gamble and eat in the buffets and walk around and drink in the casinos while you're gambling. But stay away from being outside, because outside is hot. Oh, I'm telling you, it's so hot. You're walking up and down the strip, and you're burning up because the sun is keeping the concrete hot. You can fry eggs on the ground out here in Las Vegas. It's that hot. So enjoy yourself when you come to Vegas. Go swimming in the casinos, in the swimming pools, and in the swimming pools in the hotels, and in the swimming pools at the pool park, where they have about 25 swimming pools in the park that you can dive off a diving board, or you can swim off of a slide right into the water. And that's the best way to stay cool when you're in Las Vegas during the summertime. So it's summertime in Las Vegas, and it's hot. I'm telling you, it's hot, people. Take my word for it. It's hot out here in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I got a short story to tell you before we get into the NBA sports report. I want to tell this story. There was a man that walked into the bar, and he ordered a drink. And when he was drinking his drink, he asked the bartender, he said, if I can show you a real interesting trick, can I get a free drink? And the bartender says, well, it depends on what you're going to show me, because I've been a bartender here for a long time, and I've seen a lot of different tricks. So it got to be something really unusual. So the man said, okay, and he put his briefcase on the counter and pulled out a hamster and a little piano and put the hamster next to the piano, and the hamster started playing the piano. And he said, well, is that good? Can I get a free drink? And the bartender said, that's not so impressive. I've seen that trick before. And he said, okay, I'll show you something different. And he went in his briefcase and he pulled out a frog and sat it in front of the piano. And the hamster was playing the piano and the frog was singing Michael Jackson. He was singing We Are the World. And the bartender said, whoa, that's really unique. Okay, I'll give you a free drink for that one. And there was a man sitting at a table by the bar, and he saw what was going on the bar, and he jumped up and he said, that's amazing. That is really amazing. I'll give you $1,000 for that frog. And the man said, okay. And he sold the frog for $1,000. And the man grabbed the frog and put it in his pocket. And he walked out the bar. And the bartender said, I don't mean to be in your business, but it seems like you just gave away $1 million idea. And the man said, no, not really. Because, see, the hamster is a ventriloquist. That's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA sports. Well, let's see. In the NBA, we have the Milwaukee Bucks are the Eastern Division, Eastern Conference champions, and they were playing against the Phoenix Suns, and the series was tied 2-2. Phoenix won the first two games of the series, and then Milwaukee won the next two, so it was 2-2 And then I think Milwaukee won the fifth game of the series, and now they're ahead 3-2. So what's it look like now, DJ Papa D? Did they play game 6 this weekend in the series?
That's correct. That's correct. You described it perfectly, G Money. The Milwaukee Bucks lead the Phoenix Suns 3-2 in that series, which means the Phoenix Suns have to win the next 2 games if they want to take home that Larry O'Brien championship trophy. Game 6, which is the next game, will be played tomorrow night. So the Phoenix Suns need to do whatever they need to do to be playing their A game tomorrow night.
So either win or go home, huh? Because it seems like they won the first two games, and then Milwaukee won the next 3. So they won 3 in a row, so they're on a winning streak. And the next game, is that played in Phoenix, or is it played in Milwaukee? So is it possible Milwaukee could win the championship at home if they win their 4th win this weekend, tomorrow?
They're playing in Milwaukee.
Okay. So that'll be game number 6, and they'll be playing in Milwaukee. And if the Milwaukee Bucks win, they will be the new NBA world champion. And that's going to be really disappointing for Phoenix because they won the first 2 games of the series. And they were winning 2-0. And to turn around and now they got their back against the wall. They're behind 3-2 games. Man, come on, Phoenix. Get it together. Play a good game 6. So we got to go to 7 games in the playoffs. You've been winning. They got behind 1 game against the Lakers, and then they beat the Lakers 4 straight to win the series with the Lakers. And then they went and played the Dallas Mavericks, and they beat the Dallas Mavericks 4 games straight. And then they went and played the Brooklyn Nets, and they beat Brooklyn 4 games straight. So they've been on a winning streak, and they lost 2 games to Phoenix. And we thought Phoenix Suns was going to run away with it. They were going to win the NBA championship trophy and represent the West, because the West has won all of the championships except in the last 5 years. So then Milwaukee just came out from behind, and they won 3 games in a row to all of a sudden to take the lead in the NBA Finals, 3-2 games. And now they're playing game 6, and it's going to be played in Milwaukee. And either the Phoenix Suns win, or they go home. That was the situation with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They had to win or go home, and they went home. So hopefully the Phoenix Suns will win, and they'll go to game 7, and they'll play game 7, and they'll win, the NBA Larry O'Brien trophy, which I'm really hoping that the trophy's going to stay in the West. So we'll have to see what happens. So you said the game The next game is being played tomorrow, and tomorrow is Tuesday, right? Is that what you're saying, DJ Papa D?
Right. Tomorrow is Tuesday, July 20th.
All right. Well, that's the G-Money Sports Report for Monday, July 19th, 2021. Oh, well, let's talk Major League Baseball since we have the baseball season well in hand right now. So let's go to the Eastern, to the American League, and let's see what's happening in the American League, the West, the American League West. What's happening in the American League West? The top three teams, what's going on in the American League West?
The Houston Astros are on top with 56 wins, followed by the Oakland A's, who have 53 wins, and the Seattle Mariners, who have 50 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like everybody has 50-plus wins in the American League West. What about the American League Central? What's that league look like?
In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 56 wins, followed by the Cleveland Indians, who have 47 wins. And in third place, the Detroit Tigers have 43 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like the Chicago, you said the Chicago White Sox are winning in the Central Division. And they're way ahead, so we got to keep an eye on the White Sox. They may make the playoffs. All right, and the American League Eastern Division, what's going on with that division?
The Red Sox are on top with 56 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays with 55 wins. In third place, the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees are tied, both with 48 wins.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like the Red Sox are winning that division. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they're called, they're right behind the Boston Red Sox. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on in the National League. Let's start with the National League East. What's happening with the National League Eastern Division?
The Mets are on top with 48 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 47 and the Atlanta Braves with 45.
That's close. That's close. Those teams are real close in the National League East. Okay, what about the National League Central Division? What's going on over there?
The Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 56 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, 48. And the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals are tied for third with 46 wins.
All right. Did you say the Cincinnati Reds are winning the Central Division for the National League?
The Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 56 wins. In second place, it's the Cincinnati Reds with 48 wins.
Oh, okay. Milwaukee's in first place, and the Reds are in second place. Uh-oh, Milwaukee might be trying to set a precedent, because if they win the NBA Finals, and then they come back and play good in the baseball playoffs, they may win the World Series, and they'll have back-to-back champions in Milwaukee. So we got to wait and see what happens. Like Tampa Bay won the NFL Super Bowl, and then they turned around and won the National Hockey League. So Tampa Bay won two championships in a row, two different sports. So now it looks like Milwaukee is on the verge of winning two championships. That's if they win in the World Series. But who knows? We got to play against the West, the National League West. And that's where the power is in baseball. So what's the West look like, DJ? California all the way, I'm sure.
Well, that's right. San Francisco Giants are on top with 58 wins. Actually, the L.A. Dodgers also have 58 wins. And in third place is the San Diego Padres with 55 wins.
All right. Yeah, it looks like the West is going to take over baseball in the National Baseball League. So we got to keep our eyes on the West because everybody in the West is playing ball. So, all right. Well, that's G Bunny's sports report for the National Baseball League and the American Baseball League. For the Major League Baseball League, that's the sports report. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the music and more of the show in a minute.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12-on-4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence. And the pool was empty, and everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Be betrayed by Bell Brooks.
when I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I mean, everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, are you interested in earning extra money? Well, go to the website www.therealmoney.info. Listen to the income video presentation. And after you listen to the presentation, go to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page and go to the ad for GS Partners and sign up and become a member for free. Or if you're ready to go into business, buy a package. Get a basic package for $200 or get a premier package for $1,000 and then buy some coins, some G999 coins to start your collection. And then you tell 3 other people to do just like you did. Remember, the more people you help, the more people will be better off and having extra income. So I'm G Money, and I'm telling you, you can earn extra money. All right, DJ Papa D, I think it's time for us to tell a story. I think it's time for you to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, everybody, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we get ready to tell you a real interesting story from my lifetime. And it goes something like this. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story. And we'll be back for more music and more entertainment in a minute.
I'm telling you about the girls in my neighborhood. Yeah, there was a few of them that I hung out with. And one girl ended up moving next door to my house. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa was, we'll say she wasn't exactly beautiful, but she was willing to do almost anything. And she had big brothers, so we didn't want to really make her mad. So we were just really being good friends. And since she was right next door, she would always come over and want to play with me. So it was good. I had a good time with her. And we even played spin the bottle. And my buddy Warren, my god brother, that was the first girl he kissed. Lisa. And we teased him about kissing Lisa because she was like not the top of the barrel, if you know what I mean. She was just somebody to be playing with. And he had to kiss her. He spun the bottle and it pointed toward her. And he had to kiss her. And oh, man. But I can't really talk about him because he got hooked up with a girl on 64th Street, and he ended up having a baby by her. So he was the first one of our crew to have a baby. So I can't say nothing about him. And his baby's mama was beautiful. Deborah, her name was Deborah Davis, and she was beautiful. I think she was Asian. Asian and black. She kind of looked like that. She had tight eyes. So she was really pretty. So that was the first girl he made love to that he had a baby by. So we give him shouts out. We give him props. He did all right. I never met his daughter, so I don't know what the baby turned out to be like. But I guess she's all right. She's like 30 years old now. So, you know, that was way back in the day when he did that. But anyway, so I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party at her house, and she invited a bunch of people from the neighborhood, and then she invited some people, some friends of hers, and her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. I'm dancing. And I had been watching American Bandstand. And I had been watching Soul Train. But American Bandstand is the show that I used to watch all the time. So I thought it would be a good show for me to watch dancing. I didn't know that white people dance different than black people. I didn't know that. So I was watching American Bandstand, and I was copying all their dances. They did the swim. They did the bird. They did, I don't know what all, the mashed potatoes. They did all these crazy dances. So when Lisa had her party, I went to the party, and I was all dressed up because I'm used to being G'd up because I'm G Money. At least I wasn't G-Money then. I was just Gregory, the G. And I used to dance. And I go into the party, and I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. And I think her mother was trying to set me up, trying to get me to date her daughter. And I wasn't interested at all and date Lisa, but she was cool as a friend, but I wasn't really trying to date her. But then again, I was only 10, so, you know, I was still had my options open. I was still checking out the other girls in my neighborhood because I had some beautiful women that lived in my neighborhood. At least at my age, I thought they were beautiful. So I went to the party, and I was dancing, and I was dancing, and Lisa's mama said, oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. And I would show out a little bit. I'd break down and do some of the dances I saw on American Bandstand. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped. I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, I thought I was doing real dances. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. So Lisa came and grabbed me by my hands, and we did the two-step. Step one, step two, step one, step two. We just held hands and danced from side to side. And that's all the dancing I did for the rest of the night. I was like, oh, wow, I thought I could dance. And I found out that I couldn't dance. At least I couldn't dance like black people dance. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, man, her mama embarrassed me in front of everybody at the party. So I was like, okay, I got to learn how to dance. So I went home and I told my mama, I said, Mama, I got to learn to dance because I got embarrassed at the party. And my mama said, really? You need to learn how to dance? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I was dancing at Lisa's party. And her mother pointed me out to everybody at the party and said that I wasn't dancing right, that I was doing some kind of crazy dancing she had never seen before. Obviously, she hasn't seen American Bandstand, because that's what I was doing. And my mama said, okay, I'm going to get one of my friends. She has a daughter that you used to go swimming with, so you know her. She'll come over here and teach you to dance, because her and her son, the brother and sister, they used to swim with you in the swim class, and I knew who she was talking about. She was talking about my friend Gretchen. Oh, Gretchen Gilmore. Oh, she was so beautiful. Her mother was fine, too. But her, oh, Gretchen was beautiful. And Merklin was her big brother, and he was tall and handsome, and, you know, he looked all right, if you want to judge guys. He was older, though. He was, like, 4 or 5 years older than us. But he came over with his sister, and they brought their radio, and they brought their tape player, and they were playing music. So I was dancing. And they were showing me all the latest dances. I was doing the funky chicken. And we did the mashed potatoes. And we did the worm. And we did the freak. And we did all of the top black dances. I was doing everything. I learned how to do it all. And I even learned a cha-cha, which was the dance. All the girls wanted to dance with the guys that knew how to cha-cha. So I was really excited about learning how to cha-cha. And 1, 2, cha-cha-cha. 1, 2, cha-cha-cha. I really was learning how to cha-cha. And I learned to dance. After that, I was a good dancer. And I danced at all the parties and everything. I was hot. I was hot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah. It makes me want to dance.
Girls, are you ready to party?
Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, D-Money is ready to play its new song. D-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out, and do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
Mashed potatoes. The funky chicken.
Watch yourself.
The swim. The backwalk like Michael Jackson. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot.
Get money, jump ball. Get money, jump ball.
Stop. In the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk. Lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one. Step two. Step one. Step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
The pimp comes.
And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah. Get money, jump ball. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. you can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activity I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans, the people listening to my radio show. It's time for me to give away $50 cash money on our cash money giveaway contest. Today is the day that you have to tell us the name of the movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and you have to tell us what the name of the movie is. And I'm looking for caller number 14. That's right. I'm looking for the 14th caller to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this movie. DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie, and we're going to give everybody 5 minutes to call in to the radio station to tell us the name of the movie. And we're looking for caller number 14. So DJ Papa D, play the clip. All right, everybody, you heard the clip from the movie. All right, I'm looking for caller 14 to call the radio station and tell us the name of that movie. And if you're the 14th caller, you can win $50 cash prize for that movie clip. So you got 5 minutes to call into the station and tell us the name of that movie. All right, DJ Papa D, while we're waiting for the people to call in and name that movie, play a song, play one of my songs for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There's a big snake in the plane, Doc!
Oh, that's a love pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that everything was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
There's a big snake in the plane, Doc!
Oh, that's a love pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worthing pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting a worldwide radio show, Gregory Story. Now, it's time for me to give away the $50 to my fan club members that called in, the 14th caller. But I don't think we've had a caller to call in to be number 14. I think they stopped at 12. They didn't call in to be 14. So we don't have a winner today. So I have to put the money away until tomorrow's radio show, till Tuesday, the 20th of July. So, since we didn't have a winner today, let's talk about the name of the movie. It's Harrison Ford in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's the name of the movie. And it was produced and directed in 1981, I think is the year that it was produced. And so that was the Raiders of the Lost Ark was the name of that movie clip that we listened to.
So since we didn't have a winner, I'll take the money and put it back in the safe until tomorrow's radio show at 3 o'clock when we'll pull it out and give it to the caller that calls in at the designated number for tomorrow's radio show. So that's it for the movie, the Cash Money movie competition for today. Now, if you want to earn some extra income and you want to build wealth in your community, then you need to go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation. Now, they play the presentation at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and they also play it at 9 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time, and they play it in the morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and they play it again at 12 noon Pacific Eastern Standard Time. So they play it Monday through Saturday. They play 6 days a week. So every day you get a chance to listen to the video presentation and listen to how you can start making money with the G999 coin and the income producing presentation. So once you listen to the presentation, then you go to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, and you go to GS Partners, and you sign up with the free membership. And if you're ready to start making money, then you buy a package, which is a basic package for $200, or you buy a premier package for $1,000, and you can start by collecting the coins, and you can share this opportunity with two other people. Remember, the more people that get involved in the program, the more money you can make as you put together residual income. So, check it out. Listen to the video presentation and see what you need to do to start making extra income. All right. Well, since we didn't get a winner for today's presentation, I guess we can play the song. Oh, well, no, it wasn't a song. It was a movie. So, we need to play another song. DJ Papa D, play one of my songs for the listening audience. And then we're going to do the birthday list for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on July 19th, 2021. So, DJ, play a song. And then we'll be back in a minute with the birthday wishes for everybody that's celebrating the birthday on today, 2021, July 19th, 2021. And we'll be back.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She dance better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. even DJ Papa D. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. I'm D-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comic. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comic. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm D-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm D-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. Well, all right, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it's been a real blast. We had a good time doing the show for your listening pleasure. So I hope you join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our radio show on Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm in the house. So be careful. Wash your hands. Have your social distancing. And make sure you wear your mask, because I understand that the virus has peaked in Las Vegas, and it has peaked all around the United States, especially in L.A. and in Las Vegas. We got to get control of the virus. So everybody needs to go back to wearing their mask and washing their hands and making sure they're maintaining social distance from everybody that they're coming in contact with on the strip and walking around in the busy city of Los Angeles, California. So make sure you're doing what you need to do so that you can control the virus and maintain the distance so that the virus doesn't attack you. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, those ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back tomorrow for more of the show and more $50 cash giveaways. So better to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing you well. God loves you, and I love you too. DJ Papa D, play our prayer, because we need the prayer to stop the rise of the virus around the world. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.